All right, time for the great penny debate. There is legislation that was introduced again on Capitol Hill today by Jim Colby, who's a congressman from Arizona, to do away with the penny. And the main thinking behind it is that the penny doesn't cost a penny anymore.
Absolutely.
It used to actually make money for the United States government when it cost 0.97 cents to make 1 cent. Now it costs 1.4 cents.
Not worth it.
To make the penny. It's a lost leader. There are a couple of groups that are on the two sides of this issue, and we've invited both of them, but only one of them agreed to come on today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The people from Americans for Common Sense chickened out at the last minute, so we invited the other side on here, Jeff Gore, who is from Citizens for Retiring the Penny. Jeff, welcome to KMOX.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Nice to have you on here. So you want to do away with the penny. Why?
Well, it's really very simple. First, as you've mentioned, it now costs more than a penny to make a penny, and the U.S. government spends about $100 million per year making pennies. Now, this is all for a coin that really serves no useful purpose, and in fact, it even costs us, it's really just a waste of time because it slows cash transactions down.
What do you mean it slows cash transactions down? Why would the penny do that and not the nickel, dime, or quarter?
Well, there was a study done by Walgreens and the National Association of Convenience Stores that found that 2 to 3 seconds were wasted during every cash transaction as a result of pennies. And that's just because people need to find that little penny that is at the bottom of their purse, and the people behind the counter need to open up rolls and so forth.
But they have to do that with all the coins, don't they?
Yes, but most coins are actually doing something useful, whereas the penny is not.
Yeah.
And I want to publicly apologize for being that person in line who's tilting her purse to the left to try to dig the pennies out of the corner.
What do you think about keeping pennies, Carol?
They're weighing me down.
Yeah.
And I want to know, Jeff, I mean, my attitude towards the penny, there's a penny upstairs in our break room right now on the floor that I just walked away from. I don't have much use for them. You said usefulness, but what's the attitude towards the penny now?
Well, I think it's been shifting over time, and that it was the case that it used to be useful. It used to facilitate commerce, but it no longer does. And as inflation eats away at the value of coins, we need to be willing to reform our monetary system. Just like in 1858, we retired the halfpenny. The halfpenny was no longer worth what it used to be worth, and it was not useful, so we did away with it.
If we keep going the way we're going, the penny is going to be worth a half a penny.
Well, that's actually the halfpenny back in 1858 was worth almost 10 cents today.
What do other countries do? I heard that Australia had cut their penny out of the...
That's right. Australia no longer uses the penny. The Netherlands no longer uses their 1 cent euro coin, despite the fact that with the introduction of the euro, they did decide to the euro area as a whole decided to mint the 1 cent coin. But the Netherlands recently did away with it, and contrary to what my opponents might say, there was no mass hysteria on the streets. People seemed. I was just in Amsterdam a few months ago, and everything seemed to be going smoothly.
People weren't running through the streets naked, going, "I need my pennies! Oh Lord above, bring me my pennies back!" There wasn't any of that going on.
Not that I noticed. I didn't tour the entire country.
Your small sample didn't seem to indicate a mass hysteria.
No, it didn't.
I'll take you to your word.
Well, now here's the other question that was raised when we were discussing this in the newsroom: what happens to pricing? Because right now I go buy something and it's $1.76, which is highly unlikely.
No, it's $1.79.
It's $1.79.
It's always got that 9 at the end.
$1.99. Are you telling me things are going to be $2 now, and that's really going to upset some consumers?
Well, I think that many merchants will actually price things at, instead of $1.99, they'll price it at $1.95, just so that they can price things to the nearest nickel. Although I think it's worth pointing out that actually merchants can price things wherever they want. Just for example, if you go to the gas station, the price of gasoline is priced to the nearest mil. So there's the little 9/10 at the end of the price of gasoline.
Oh, is that what we're calling that now? The mil?
That's the technical name.
It went up today in my neighborhood to 308.9
plus 9/10.
Yeah.
And just there, we're pricing things to not to the nearest penny. And similarly, merchants could continue to do that. But I think that in many cases, merchants will scale things back and have them end in a 5.
You know what I've wanted them to do for a long time? And I wish corporate America would go with this, but they never will, because tax structures are different in even different municipalities, let alone across the country and in different states. I wish that they would take the time to figure out how much is this product going to be with tax and make that come out to an even nickel or dime. So you'd buy something and it's not now $9.43. And now you got to go either fishing for 43 cents or you're going to give them a 10 and get back 57 cents. Which is going to be completely useless in the course of the rest of your day.
That's right. And, of course, the other way to solve this problem is just to argue that we should round to the nearest nickel, as Jim Coveley is proposing.
But what do you mean? You mean rounding up? That's going to cost us money.
Or down.
Not half the time you round up, half the time you round down.
So if something is $1.61 or $1.62, you'd make it $1.60. And if it were $63 or $64, you'd go up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess for 6 and 7, you'd go down. And 8 and 9, you'd go up.
That's right. And half the time is down, half the time is up.
Now, what happens to the pennies that are in circulation, you think?
They will still be legal tender. But what you will find is that you're not going to get them as change at the store. And really, it turns out that the penny does not stay in circulation. It makes a one-way trip from the U.S. Mint to merchants into our pockets and then into some bin that we have stashed at home.
That's
you know
right.
What my bin? I have a bin.
Yeah.
It used to have peanuts.
Uh-huh.
And now it's a huge thing, and now that's where the pennies are.
Yeah, we've got
house.
A big...
That's right.
But you know what I've noticed about the big plastic cup at our house where all the coins go is I have fewer and fewer of those because I'm doing less and less cash transacting.
That is true.
I'm putting everything either on a credit card
or
on
whatever.
A debit
mm-hmm.
and handling it that way, which also means that the penny is being used less, right?
Certainly, cash transactions are not the only transactions that are out there, but there's still a large number of them.
Let me get to a couple of phone calls here. Jeff Gore from Citizens for Retiring the Penny. By the way, his website is retirethepenny.org. 314-436-7900, toll free 800-925-1120. Chuck, you're on KMOX. Hello.
Yeah, hi. Two quick things. One is the difference in value between what it costs the government to make a coin and the coin's face value is called seniorage, and that's pure profit to the government. When I first started in the metals business trading copper, copper was about 79 cents a pound. The penny was mostly copper. When copper went up to $1.40, the government changed the penny from being mostly copper to now where it's 95% zinc, which is much less expensive, and 5% copper. With the cost of copper now at between $3.50 and $4 a pound, this is why the penny is so costly. Zinc has hit record highs recently as well. So the constituent metals have caused the face value of the penny to become worth more than the face value of the penny.
See, now here,
not
here,
only is the government losing the profit of the seniorage,
yep.
But it's losing money on every penny it makes.
And here's the very interesting thing to me about it. If you ask most Americans what metal is in the penny, they would say copper. And if you ask them to guess just wildly what metal is in the nickel, they probably wouldn't guess that it is copper.
Yeah.
It's copper in the nickel and zinc in the penny. Chuck, thanks for calling. 314-436-7900, toll-free 800-925-1120. Now, there was a Gallup poll done for USA Today not long ago, and they asked one of those ridiculous questions, like you were talking about the penny on the floor upstairs.
Right.
76%, 3 out of 4 people said they would pick up a penny if they saw it on the ground. 57% said they consider the penny useful. 43% say, no, we should eliminate it.
Well, I think that this statistic of, you know, 3/4 of people being willing to bend down to pick up a penny is just flatly contradicted by evidence, and that you can put a penny on the ground and 20 people are going to walk by it before anyone picks it up. So I don't know if where I've seen this poll, but it makes no sense.
Yeah, that's an anecdotal poll rather than actually somebody doing what you're saying. Put a penny down and see how many people actually come by and pick it up in the course of a day. And I agree with you. I think it would be a small number. I agree with you 100%. 314-436-7900, toll-free 800-925-1120. Here's the other thing. I'm curious, are there any parking meters in America that take the penny anymore?
I highly doubt that.
There's no such thing as penny candy anymore. Jeff, is there anything in America that you can buy for 1 cent?
If you scour the country, you can find such examples. At least back in 2001, 2002, ABC World News Tonight with Peter Jennings did a short segment on this question, and they did find a meter somewhere that took pennies. Although the fact that you had to search the world to find such a thing implies that it's very rare.
Yeah,
you only got like 9 seconds of parking, but you
yes,
could
that's
put a penny
right.
in there.
Yeah,
you just stand there and keep feeding the thing.
Yeah,
you can't
right.
go into the store.
That's right. Hi, I'd like to. Oh, excuse me. I'll be right back. Yes, may I help you, sir? Yes, I need a penny quickly. It's expired.
And then you get a $50 parking ticket.
I'll pay you $5, little kid, if you stand here and stuff this with pennies.
You know, eventually we're going to get to the point where you don't have to put any coins in there. There'll be a technology with your cell phone.
Yeah. You just you know, wave it or something.
No, it'll say dial this number, and it'll be charged to your cell phone account.
Yeah. Or you just have the credit card slot.
Yes.
Just slide it
right?
in there.
Yeah. Slide that thing through.
Imagine getting home. Yeah. Honey, did you spend 75 cents in Clayton last week?
I stopped to get my hair done.
I didn't have 8 cents. Bob, let's get you on here. You're on KMOX. Say hi to Jeff Gore from Citizens for Retiring the Penny. Bob, hello.
Paul?
Yes, Bob.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, back in the late 70s, early 80s, when I was in the service over in Europe, I was in Germany. And it was like 1980, they went ahead and discontinued the penny altogether on the military installations. They said that the cost of shipping them over and shipping them back was too great. And then their Armed Forces Network would have their little sayings on their TV, you know, if you want to use the penny some more, get them out of your drawer. And they just went ahead and got rid of them altogether, and they'd either round up or they'd round down.
And the U.S. military seems to be doing okay.
They did fine.
Yeah. They didn't have to close down those bases after the whole penny crisis.
And as far as, you know, seeing a penny on the ground, I'll stop and pick it up. You pick up 20 pennies, you got 20 cents.
Yeah, now you can almost park for 15 minutes in Clayton.
I'll bet you, if you continued on that poll for people that pick pennies up, almost all of them would say, yeah, I stopped to pick it up, not because it was worth 1 cent, but because it's good luck.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, you're probably right.
Yeah, you're probably
right.
But
then it's the heads up, you know, tails up thing.
But that's why people pick pennies up. It's not, oh, hey, there's a cent. I can use that. It's because, oh, it's good luck. I'll put it in. The old thing, did you ever hear that? You put it in your shoe. I've seen people do that.
Yeah, the penny loafer. Exactly right. Yeah, or you take it to any fountain and throw it in there.
I've had a lot of wishes come through true through that.
Yeah, I keep wishing that I could have all the coins in the fountain. That wish has never come true once. Then again, I'm not stupid enough to throw a coin in there. Jeff, while I have you here, how much does a nickel cost?
Well, due to rising metal prices, the nickel currently also costs more than nickel to make. Although I think that it's important to remember that most government services involve the expenditure of money. And so I'm not opposed to the government going out and, you know, building roads, because people want to drive on roads. It costs money to do it, but it's worthwhile doing it. Really, my objection to the penny is that it's not useful. And if the government is using money to mint it, it just doesn't make any sense.
What if we made the nickel out of zinc?
You know, we might be moving towards that point.
Why don't we keep the penny the way it is and start calling it the nickel and make it worth 5 cents? It's only costing us 1.4 cents to make.
Well, perhaps if we did that, then the zinc industry would stop supporting Americans for Common Sense, and then we'd actually be able to get rid of the penny.
That's the group that opposes Jeff that wouldn't come on the show today.
Oh.
Yeah, they say that they're too busy lobbying on Capitol Hill against Representative Colby's proposal today.
And Colby's home state of Arizona, there's the tie there.
What do they do, Jeff?
Arizona is the site of a great deal of copper mining. And so Americans for Common Sense and Mark Weller, the proponent over there, argues that the movement against the penny is really just a nefarious plot in order to increase the amount of copper that's used.
Because there would be more nickels, we would need that?
Yeah, I think that this is the idea. Although, coming from the zinc-funded lobby, this argument strikes me as a little bit odd.
Full disclosure here, what lobby are you associated with?
Well, I'm really just a loose patchwork of private individuals, so I accept no funding from any government.
Wow.
I
wish I was a loose patchwork of private individuals.
You are.
I got a file for that. There's some sort of government form for that, Jeff?
Yeah, I think that it's probably some obscure number in the IRS tax book.
I appreciate your time today. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks for having me.
His website is called retirethepenny.org if you want to read more. And we'll go back to your phones in just a second here. 314-436-7900. Toll free, 800-925-1120. And the email is to patchworkofindividuals@kmox.com.